Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, already in progress.
I began to share with him, and I said, why don't you come in, brother, and let's sit down and talk. He came in, we sat down and talked, and that morning I led that man to Christ and got him saved. After this man got saved, it was such a transformation. He said, I used to try to sit down and read the Bible. He said, I went to church till I was about 12 or 14 years old, but he said, I never understood it. I said, of course, the Word of God is spiritually discerned. Nobody can understand the Word of God unless they're a Christian. You cannot understand the Word of God as a lost man because Satan is blinding your mind to the truth. So until you become what we call a Christian or born again or saved, you come out of the kingdom of darkness and come into the kingdom of light. Until you come into the kingdom of light, you cannot understand the Word of God because it's spiritually discerned by the Holy Spirit. He reveals it to you. So the man got saved, led him to Christ, got him snatched out of the pit of hell, and this was the beginning of a new walk with me. And then this man had never been to church other than those first few years. So a few months later, I was in the place of business where he was one morning, and I walked in, and he was there working. I thought I'd go by and disciple him a little bit. And I said, how are you doing, brother? And he said, well, I'm praising God. He said, I'm doing good. He said, I've started going to church. I said, praise the Lord. I said, you still reading the Bible? Oh, yeah. He said, I'm reading that thing. He said, I'm enjoying it. I'm learning things. He said, I just can't imagine, you know, that all those first 50 years of my life, I was a drunk and I was divorced a couple of times and I had all kinds of, I just thought I was having fun. I didn't realize where I was living. I said, that's true. He started to do something. He said, oh, my arm just killing me this morning. I said, what's wrong with your arm? Oh, he said, I've got some kind of problem with my shoulders. I forget all these technical names that doctors give all this stuff because I'm not a doctor. But he says, I had this shoulder operated on, and it took 3 months for it to get well. And he said, the pain was so severe, he said, I'm not going to have this one fixed. He said, every couple of months I can go in and put a couple of shots of stuff in there. And he said, it gets better for a while. And so he said, as long as I can go, he said, I'm not going to have surgery on this other arm. I said, brother, you're a Christian now. Oh, he said, what's that got to do with my arm? I said, everything. I said, Jesus also healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago. I said, he gave us a book full of promises that by all these great and precious promises over 2 Peter, he said, we can become partakers of the divine nature of God. I said, the divine nature of God doesn't include sickness and disease. He said, I didn't know that. I said, I know that's what's wrong with us. I said, now tonight, sir, you got to have faith to be healed. So I said, I want you to go home tonight and read one verse in God's Word. Just one. Matthew 18:19. I want you to read it at least a dozen times. And then tomorrow, I want you to come in and tell me what our King said he would do for you. The next day he come in, he said, Thurman, I read that verse over and over and over. And he said, that verse says, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, it shall be done for us. I said, that's what it says. I said, pretty hard to mess that up, isn't it? He said, yes, it is. I said, see, you're a new creature in Christ. You were saved just a few months ago, and all of your sins were put under the blood at that time. I said, Jesus, he delivered you out of the kingdom of hell, just like he said in Colossians chapter 1. He delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of light. And now then, this is now the mystery that is hidden before the foundation of the world in Colossians 1:27, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said, so Jesus is now living in you. I said, the Savior's in you and the healer is in you. So I said, all we got to do is turn him loose with the Word and believe the Word and he'll heal your arm. He said, this is awesome. I said, Jesus made it pretty simple. But I said, it took me many, many years to understand how simple the Bible is. He said, so what do we do? I said, we pray. This is the way we communicate with the Father by the Spirit. We will technically catch ourselves up to the third heaven in the Spirit. We'll walk into the throne of grace. I'll ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, according to this verse right here, to restore your arm. I said, now, There's something you must know. We have an adversary out there, and his name is the devil. And I said, he is the second best attorney that there is. I said, number one, we got the judge sitting on the throne in heaven. That's God the Father. I said, then sitting at his right hand is our attorney, Jesus. And he knows the entire Word of God. He wrote it. He inspired it. I said, so he knows it exactly. And it's a law book. And we have to go by the law exactly to the nth degree. We can't break it, because if we do, the second best lawyer is the devil. And if we do anything wrong that's not according to the Word, he will step between you and me and God, and he will accuse us of doing something wrong. And I said, as long as we mess up on the law book, we cannot get our answer from God. I said, we have to do it exactly according to the book. He said, you mean it's that important? I said, if you want to get healed, or if you want to get saved, it's that important. I said, so that's what was wrong with me for years. I used to do a shotgun blast, trying something, and nothing never worked. I didn't realize what my adversary was doing. He was accusing me, and God cannot go above his word. He has limited himself to his word on the earth. And if I don't do it exactly like it's written in that book, I said, I can't get it. I said, Matthew 18:19, did the Lord say that he'd do anything you and me asked for, two of us on earth? He said he did. I said, so let's pray. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of your word in Matthew 18:19, we come to you as two sons. We're clean and pure. All of our sins are confessed this morning. We're walking in obedience. There's nothing that we know of, nothing that we know of that we've done wrong. We're coming into your presence as holy instruments in the name of Jesus, our Savior, washed in his blood. I said, Father, on behalf of these promises you made, I ask you to restore my brother's arm and make it like brand new. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I said, now, brother, move your arm. He went to move it, and he said, it still hurts just as bad as it always did. I said, okay. God, he does miracles. He does healings. I said, miracles happen very rapidly, but healings take a little longer. But God clearly said in his word, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all of his promises are yes and amen. Since he is a faith God, he must make all of his promises yes. If he ever said no to any of his promises, it would be impossible for any of us to believe by faith that he would do what he said he would do. I said, if God were to have said, I'm going to save every human being of the billions of people that are going to be born on the earth. I'm going to save every one of them but one. There's not a single one of you in here today that could have faith to know you were not that one. I could never have believed God by faith to know that I was saved if he had put in his word, I'm going to save every human being that's born on earth but one. I said, and thank goodness he didn't say that. He said, I come to save the whole world. Since he said that, I now know that by faith, from what's written in the Word of God, I know I'm born again because I believe in the only begotten Son of God. He paid the price for my sins. I said, now then, we can stand by faith on his word since he come to heal us all. And he said, I made you the promise that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, I will do it for you. I said, that means if we're walking obedient and we got our sins confessed and we're not living in sin. So we prayed and we asked the Lord, we thanked him. The arm didn't work. It still hurt just as bad as it always did. I said, but it's done now because it's written in the Word. I said, you just begin to go and praise the King and worship him and thank him. And I said, I guarantee your arm is healed. Now see, God told me and you that if he makes you a promise, you got to believe that promise with no doubt in your heart, because he's a faith God and he's training you and me to walk in faith. If we don't believe our King, he will not do what he said. In fact, he made a statement when I got understanding from James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. He says, when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing. Because if you waver, you're double-minded, and that person need not think, I, the Lord, will do anything for you. So I really got a tremendous understanding from the Word of God right there that if I don't believe what's written in this magnificent book that we call the Bible, which has become an owner's manual to me, this magnificent thing that I hold in my hand that has all the answers to life in it, if I don't do it exactly according to it is written, He will not do it for me. He said He wouldn't. So I told this man, I said, you go home and begin to praise and worship the Lord. You thank Him that your arm is healed. You thank Him every day. You praise Him. You wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank You for Matthew 18:19. Thank You, Lord, that You promised to do anything two of us agreed on, and Thurman and I agreed my arm is healed, so thank You, Lord, that I'm healed. I said, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noon, praise Him in the evening. I said, just praise Him and thank Him for your healing. And he said, how long is it going to take? I said, I don't understand that. I said, that's totally up to God. I said, it may take a minute. It may take a day. It may take a week. It may take a month. I said, I don't know. But as long as you don't cast away your confidence in the Word. He says in Hebrews 10:35-36, he clearly says, do not cast away your confidence, but you have need of patience. And I've come to realize that's something we don't do very well. Patience. That after you've done the will of God, you will receive your promise. So I said, just be patient. Praise Him. And thank you. 2 or 3 weeks later, this guy comes screaming into my office one morning. Both hands up in the air like this. Thurman, look, look. I said, praise God. When did it happen, brother? He said, I don't even know. He said, all I know this morning, I was up in my place of business. I was changing a hydraulic pump on a truck. And I was laying under a truck with a big old heavy 50-pound hydraulic pump over my head. And I got both arms up there holding this thing up, and there's no pain in my arm. He said, I thought, I can't do this. He said, I came out from under that truck and come up there and started throwing both hands up. He said, there's absolutely not a problem. He said, my arms, there's no pain in either one of them. So we just praised and worshiped the Lord. I said, Lord, thank You for Your Word. Thank You that it's forever settled in heaven. Thank You, Lord, that You've exalted Your Word above all Your names. Lord, I'm so grateful for the Word and for the understandings and the revealings that You've given to me from the Word about how it works. I thank You, Father, for saving this man and for healing his arm.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.